From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July the 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a bilateral meeting with the North Korean counterpart today in the sidelines of the ASEAN ministerial meeting in Manila. Wang said he urged Pyongyang to adhere to UN resolutions. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop was there as well, speaking to the ministerial gathering.
North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction in contravention of UN Security Council resolutions is a direct threat to us all. In this challenging strategic environment, the role that a strong and united ASEAN must play in support of the rules-based order, dialogue, and respect for international law is greater than ever.
Bishop cited not only North Korea, but disputes in the South China Sea and the threat of international terrorism as destabilizing dangers in the region. Latin American trade bloc Mercosur has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The assembly is made up of more than 530 members, most of whom are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. They are expecting to rewrite the country's constitution in order to cede more power to Maduro. This is VOA News. U.S. Navy and Marine Corps have suspended their search for three Marines who were missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast. Story now from Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
U.S. military calling off search and rescue for three missing Marines on Sunday after their plane crashed into the sea off the Australian coast. 23 others aboard the Osprey aircraft have been rescued. EMS officials say one person's been taken to hospital. The Marine Corps has shifted to recovery efforts and say the incident is under investigation. The aircraft was on regular operations when it hit the water, and officials called the weather conditions at the time, quote, benign. Osprey aircraft have been a part of mishaps resulting in death or injuries in recent years. In December, the U.S. military grounded its Osprey fleet in Japan after one of them ditched into the sea, injuring five crew.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation says an explosion in a mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. National Council on American Islamic Relations said attacks against Islamic institutions in the U.S. nearly doubled in the first half of 2017 compared to a year earlier. Former senior members of the White House National Security Council say they are shocked at what they call a rare leak of full transcripts of phone calls between President Trump and leaders of Australia and Mexico. They are worried about the lasting effects it could have on American democracy. In diplomacy, that is, the transcripts published by the Washington Post reveal that Mr. Trump engaged in a candid, disjointed, and often contentious discussion with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull during the early days of his administration. In this, the latest in torrent of embarrassing leaks from the president's private conversations with foreign leaders. Sports news, Jamaican star runner Usain Bolt, at the end of his career in which he has dominated the sport for a decade, was beaten in the final 100-meter race by an American almost 5 years his senior, Justin Gatlin. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
I wanted to see Usain win in his final race before retiring, especially in the 100 meters, his pet race. But as I said before, what he has managed to accomplish in his career is superhuman.
Bolt is calling it quits at the age of 30. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.